This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In New Zealand, sharing the violent video of the mass killing is illegal. The country is also seeking to hold social media sites responsible since they are the publisher, not just the postman. New Zealand has also banned all military-style semi-automatic and automatic weapons, parts that can be used to turn other weapons, other rifles into such weapons, and high-capacity ammunition magazines. Brazilian former president Michel Temer, who stepped down in January, was arrested as part of a bribery investigation in the long-running corruption scandal in the country. More than 1,000 guided tours pass through the Amsterdam red light district on a weekly basis, but the crowds have not been beneficial for prostitutes. The city is banning such tours in order to tackle overcrowding and improve working conditions for the prostitutes. 79% of Jews voted for Democrats in the 2018 midterms, and according to exit polls, 71% were for Hillary Clinton and 69% for Barack Obama, with only 26% approving of Trump's performance in the White House. Reports now indicate that Trump's daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner may have both used private email services and unofficial encrypted devices for official government business, despite how huge an issue this was for Trump in the race for president. A Wisconsin district judge issued a temporary injunction blocking a set of laws passed by lame duck Republicans to curtail the powers of the newly elected Democratic governor and attorney general. Seven states, including California, Minnesota, and Washington, bar employers from paying tip workers less than the standard minimum wage and taking a tip credit. Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid, NFL stars who filed grievances about being blacklisted by the NFL, settled their grievance for an undisclosed figure that is now reported to be under $10 billion. Special counsel Robert Mueller has delivered his report on several years of investigations on the Trump campaign to the Attorney General without further indictments. A 2017 report from Baltimore's Health Department found the city's age-adjusted mortality rate was 40% higher than the rest of the state. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.